This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has issued an executive order that overturns a ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military. In 2016, then-President Barack Obama allowed transgender people to join the military and to receive medical treatment to transition to the gender with which they identified. Former President Donald Trump banned recruitment of transgender people but allowed those already in the military to continue serving. He said allowing transgender people to serve would be disruptive and expensive. President Biden's defense secretary, retired Army General Lloyd Austin, said he supports the new policy change. Chinese authorities said Monday that rescue workers have recovered the bodies of 9 miners following a mine accident in eastern Shandong province earlier this month. The recovery comes a day after 11 men were rescued from the mine where an explosion struck on January 10th. A group of 22 miners were trapped hundreds of meters underground by the explosion. One miner remains missing. At a news briefing on Monday, the mayor of Yantai City told reporters that rescue workers discovered the 9 bodies while searching the mine. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte is expected to resign on Tuesday. He informed his cabinet of his plans on Monday. That's according to an announcement from the cabinet office. Conte hopes President Sergio Mattarella will give him a mandate to form a new government with broader backing in parliament. Conte lost his absolute majority in the upper house of Italy's legislative body last week when a junior partner, the Italia Viva party, quit the ruling coalition. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.